Here we are for Whale Talks Wrestling episode 127. We got a big one here. Got to try to catch up on all the stuff I haven't talked about. AEW, NXT, some New Japan, WWE. We're going to get to it all, hopefully. All right, where do we start it off with here? I guess we will start with Forbidden Door. So let's start there. New Japan, AEW, Forbidden Door, number 2, Yappa Pie Strap. Pre-show match, we get Chaos and El Desperado versus the Embassy. We get a moonsault by Trent to everybody. Pop-up Samoa drop by Toa. Death Valley driver on the apron by Cage. Swerve with the house call. F5, like, cutter combo by Swerve and Cage. We get the kill shot by Swerve for the win. Fun match here. Billy Starks versus Athena. We get a spin kick. I think this was for the Owen over here, the women's Owen. Spin kick by Billy Starks. Billy is hurting bad after her ribs get attacked by Athena. Pop, pop, powerbomb into a super kick by Athena for a near fall. Girls have a drop kick off where they just keep drop kicking each other. Swanton on the apron misses by Billy Starks. That looked rough. Double knees. It was like a full throttle into a double knees by Athena for the win. Very good match here. Billy Starks is going to be pretty big. This girl's already this good. She's, what, 18? 19? Crazy. El Fantasma versus Sue Grayson here. This was so random, but fuck it. Nasty spinning side slam by Stu. We get a big chop off by Bookman. ELP with the nipple twister there. Fighting Spirit by El Fantasma. Then he falls. It's kind of his gimmick. Stu with a dope swanton on the apron using the rope like a springboard version. That was really cool. Big dive by El Fantasma. Springboard sent onto a lion salt combo by ELP. TKO by Stu for a near fall. Top rope hurricanrana. Thunder Kiss 86 by El Fantasma. I love that splash. We got a 420 by Stu. ELP wins, though. Good match here. Actually, this was actually pretty good, and El Fantasma ended up winning, so I was happy. United Empire versus LIJ. Don't ask me why it's a New Japan versus a New Japan match here. United Empire jumped them. Hiromu's going nuts. Belly to belly by Hiromu. Freaking Mamba Splash by TJP. Pop-up Death Valley Driver by Shingo. Main in Japan, and we are done because they did not have enough time. Main card starts here. We started off with MJF versus Tanahashi because remember, he wanted to go first so he could get the fuck out of here. Pulled the Brock Lesnar right there. AEW World title on the line. MJF is just being an asshole, talking about Tanahashi's knees, calling him old, calls him a boat-legged. Oh, my God. MJF uses the ref to get the advantage. Mid-rope swanton by Tana for a near fall. Aces high by Tana for another near fall. We get a big superplex by MJF. Butterfly shoulder breaker by MJF. Dragon screw into the cloverleaf by Tanahashi. Twist shout, sling blade, MJF gets the belt and is trying to get out of here. Dynamite diamond ring to Tanahashi's head, and he wins. This was a okay match. It was short. Like I said, it's definitely sad to see how Tanahashi is hurting, man. He is not the same that he used to be. It's pretty sad, but he can pull out a good performance still. It happens. We got CM Sucks versus Kojima. Booze for CM Punk here, like always, pretty much. Kojima chops the hell out of Punk. You better watch out before he cries about it. I do like how Mr. Phil over here just embraced himself being Hulk Hogan. He gets the Hulk Hogan leg drop. Machine gun chops by Kojima. Elbow drop by Kojima to CM Punk's nuts. That looked like it sucked. Knee clothesline combo by CM Punk. Macho Man elbow drop. Horrible elbow drop. Diamond Cutter by Kojima, Brainbuster by Kojima, GTS, and it is out of here. Kojima looks good, man. For a guy who's 54, what? I think he's 54 years old. Kojima can still rock, bro. I was looking forward to this one here. Orange Cassidy versus Shibata versus Daniel Garcia versus Zack Sabre Jr. 4-way for the AEW International Championship. We get a neck crank by Zack Sabre. Shibata slaps the soul of Garcia, and he's still trying to do his little dance. Big suplex there. Title off the head of Shibata. He kicks out. Orange wants Shibata to end the strike off. Beach break by Orange for a near fall. Orange is getting his hand busted up by Zack Sabre Jr. Nasty pile driver by Garcia. PK, but Orange ends up stealing the win. This was fun. A lot of action here. I love Garcia's dance. Jungle Boy versus Sonata. I was looking forward to this, but bro, this was a squash match. This is for the IWGP World title, like I said. Sonata still saying, who the fuck is Jungle Boy? Still hilarious. We had a snare trap early. Sonata gets out of that. Big dive by Jungle Jack. Paradise lock by Sonata. Kicks him in the booty. Tiger bomb by Jack. Top rope screw neckbreaker by Sonata. Skull end on Jungle Boy. TKO by Sonata. Spinning skull end. Shining wizard. Moonsault. Done. I kid you not. Jungle Boy had about 3-4 things, but this was just Sonata showcase. He did his moves, he went home. But we did get the heel turn by Jungle Boy after this finally, so it looks like Christian was right. Black Bull Combat Club versus the Elite, Ishii. So Ishii and Takeshita are pretty much murdering each other. Eddie and Moxley finally go face to face. A big brawl breaks out. Moonsault to the outside by Hanger. Mox and Eddie have a 5-minute chop off. That was awesome. Takeshita kills Ishii with an elbow strike. Brainbuster by Ishii to Cesaro. Running shooting star press by Hangman. Running sliced bread by Matt Jackson. Double German by Takeshita on both bucks. That looked sucky. We got a super kick party. Eddie takes the bullet for Moxley, which I don't understand. He was fighting him and then he's protecting him. Blue Thunder Bomb by Takeshita. Heart attack into the Cesaro swing. Suplex by Ishii. RKO by Moxley. More super kicks. And then the last move is Ishii hitting the Brainbuster for the win. Did not expect Ishii getting the winning fall here. Tony Storm versus Willow Nightingale. Both titles are not on the line. Only the AEW one. Willow was still New Japan Strong Women's Champion. Death Valley Driver by Willow. Paige and Ruby are kicked out of the match. Sweet Cheek Music by Tony Storm. Indian Deathlock by Willow. Slaps her out of it a million times to get out of it. We got a pounce by Willow. Storm Zero and Dunn out of there after she rakes the eyes. Sunfall match here. And here we go. What should have been the freaking main event. But yeah, what should have been the main event, now we get it. We get Kenny Omega versus Will Ospreay for the IWGP US title. So, this match was really good. Really, really, really good. Not as good as their Wrestle Kingdom match. And another thing I hated was the presentation of Kenny in this match. He just comes out, title, no special entrance, no nothing. That's what I mean. Like, New Japan just knows how to make Kenny and every, like, other people just feel special. Like, he just came out just like, I'm Kenny Omega. That was it. So, mini pile driver by Omega started off right away. Frankensteiner by Omega. You can't escape combo. Rise of the Terminator dive, but Don Callis stops it. Because for some reason, Don Callis is here to help Ospreay, which I also hated. That wasn't in the other match either. UFO backbreaker by Ospreay. We got a brainbuster by Ospreay for a near fall. Katara crusher and then a slam dunk by Kenny. Draping shooting star press by Ospreay. I always love that move. Ox cutter on the apron. Ospreay slams Kenny's head nasty style into the table. Kenny is busted open, then smashes his head again. Ospreay licks Kenny Omega's blood to start calling him a sick fuck. We get a V-trigger by Ospreay. Will insults Canada, the Canadian flag. Starts doing the whole Shawn Michaels gimmick with the flag. Friggin' that was awesome. I can't. Don't talk to you. I'm talking to my kitty. I'm talking to my big handsome boy. Kenny hangs on. He fights back. Takes the Canadian flag. V-trigger to the outside by Kenny. Ospreay is now busted open. DDT on the steel steps, which looked pretty fucking rough, because the steel steps were like set up style. It was weird. Kenny starts doing the Kota Ibushi palm strikes after that. German suplex off, where both men keep taking German suplexes over and over and over and over and over again. V-trigger into one-man Spanish fly by Will Ospreay. Freaking, goes for the ox cutter, but Kenny just catches him with a knee to the face. Three dragon rushes, by Ospreay this time. Cactus Jack pile driver by Kenny. That was nasty. Ali Shoto by Kenny. Freaking V-trigger to the back of the neck. Cheeky Nando's kick. And then we get a sky twister by Ospreay. Liger bomb into the ox cutter. Freaking, Kenny ends up hitting a rite of passage. Don Callis comes out. And then Kenny starts giving him the warning knee strikes, where he just starts kneeing him in the face. Another V-trigger. And then the screwdriver to Kenny's head. Hidden blade. Stormbreaker. But Kenny gets his foot on the rope. That was an awesome near fall. Kamigoye into the one-winged angel. But freaking Kenny kicks out at one. Hook kick. And then a freaking another brain buster. Koich Wrath by Kenny. Hidden blade. Freaking big J driller for a near fall. Freaking, but then it is done. We have Ospreay hits a tiger driver, one of the nastiest tiger drivers I've ever seen. Hidden blade, Stormbreaker done. New IWGP US champion. Like I said, this match was awesome, fantastic. But the magic that the New Japan match had was so much better. So the entrances, the story starting, the big stage. And I really hated the whole Don Callis stuff, because right away Ospreay beats him, but he only did it because of Don Callis' help. Fucking Suzuki, Jericho, and Sammy, the Suzuki gods, versus Naito, Sting, and Darby. Suzuki kills Darby. Jesus Christ, poor guy. Bust him open hard way for a fucking strike to the face. Sting and Jericho go at it. Sammy almost kills Sting, trying to like... trying to do some type of freaking Cody cutter over there. Where I left off. Too many notes here. Freaking big dive there. You get a Judas effect in midair. 630 through a table to Sting. Codebreaker and Naito rolls him up for the win. Kind of a lame thing. I kind of wish Naito could have just done a one-on-one match, but, you know, go figure. Big main event time, though. It is Okada versus Bryan Danielson, and I squealed like a little girl when Bryan came out to Final Countdown. I don't know how they did it. I don't know. Tony Khan's crazy, man, to spend that much money. He said in the press conference it was the same as basically getting a wrestler's contract, so sheesh. Okada with a big boot Bryan into the crowd. Bryan is working the arm. We got a diving knee by Bryan off the apron. Cattle mutilation trying to get the tap out early. Bryan with the hard strikes. We got a flapjack by Okada. Running crossbody on the outside by Okada. That's his big dive there. The money clip by Okada. Tries to get a tap out. Doesn't happen. Air raid neck breaker by Okada. They trade big uppercuts back and forth. Picture perfect drop kick by Okada twice in a row. So at this point, Bryan got his arm broken. Okada hit an elbow drop. Bryan positioned his arm to weird. And Okada elbow dropped his arm, split it right in two. So the whole it was 10 minutes in. So the rest of the match, Bryan is doing this with one arm, people. Yes kicks, then Okada with a tombstone on the ramp. Big elbow by Okada. That's when he broke his fucking arm. Bukkake knee, but Bryan is doing. He does this thing where I hated. I love Bryan Danielson. Daniel Bryan, that's my fucking guy. But this was dumb, and I hated it. He starts to fake a seizure, so I guess they can look at his arm. So unnecessary with the stuff that this guy has been through. Hated that spot. Hated it. Bryan was end up lying about it. Hits the Bukkake knee again. He kicks his head in one more time. Rainmaker. Bryan kicks out. Michinoku driver by Okada. Double arm, label lock, and Bryan taps out Okada. See this too. If you knew Bryan was hurt, why the hell did you have Okada tap out? You should have just had Okada beat him. They, you know, Bryan heals, then we get the second match. I felt like that was dumb. Because why the fuck would you have a second match? Bryan beat this man with one arm. legit beat him with one arm. So, like, what can Okada really be mad about? You know what I'm saying? All right, now we got Money in the Bank in London. WWF, Money in the Bank. We started off with the men's Money in the Bank match. So we started off with the match I was looking forward to the most. We started off hot. LA Knight, Pete Dunne, Logan Paul, Santos Escobar, Shinsuke Nakamura, Ricochet versus Priest. Damian Priest. Great lineup here. That's the thing I like about this match. Everyone could have won this match to me. Logan gets jumped by everybody. LA Knight continues to be volcanically fucking erupted over. Dropping a knee on Shinsuke on a ladder to Priest. That looks tough. Logan keeps getting jumped by everybody, which is hilarious. Pete Dunne with a cricket bat to everybody. Logan wants to work with Priest. Priest kills Logan right away. Big arrow dive by Santos. Has to have the best suicide dive next to Darby. Logan with a zigzag off the ladder to LA Knight. Logan with a frog splash on the ladder bridge. That ladder did not break. That had to suck. Sliding German on the ladder by Shinsuke. Springboard 450 splash on Pete and Santos through a ladder bridge. Again, does not break. Jesus Christ. Santos with the thrill of the hunt on Ricochet through a ladder. Pete with the moonsault off the top of the biggest ladder to everybody on the outside. Santos with a hurricanrana off the ladder to LA Knight. Both Logan and Ricochet springboard at the ladder at the same time. Then they end up doing this thing where they both get on the rope and we get a botched Spanish fly to the outside, where basically Ricochet like he landed on his fucking head on the outside through a table. Choke slam off the top of the ladder to Butch. Broken arrow to LA Knight off the top of the ladder. And Damian Priest wins Money in the Bank. Again, LA Knight should have won. Obviously, we know that. But I am not going to argue over Damian Priest winning this match. Great, great, great match here. I thought it was awesome. Hi, Stinky. Shayna, Ronda versus Liv and Raquel. Again, I'm still pissed at Alba Fire and freaking Dawn lost this match. Isla Dawn. They should have kept the freaking tag team titles, but whatever. Go figure. That's how it goes. Freaking 9 cents of Guri by Liv. Raquel uses Liv as weapons. Basically, freaking as her personal weapon. Tosses her to the outside. Both going for Liv's injured shoulder, which she actually ended up re-injuring. They had to give up the titles. Top rope powerbomb by Raquel to Ronda. Shayna attacks Ronda out of nowhere. We get the big turn here. I'm not going to lie, that was actually very surprising. Powerbomb, Oblivion, Dunne, new tag team champions. It was alright. Matt Riddle versus Gunther for the IC title. Gunther continues his fantastic title defenses. Riddle is sticking and moving, trying to protect his ankles because Gunther has been attacking his ankles. Midair chop to Riddle takes him down. Gunther finally gets his ankle and takes the tape out of it. Final flash knee strike. Gunther no sells that shit. Hits a nasty lariat right after. Another final flash and then a ripcord final flash one. Powerbomb by Gunther into a half crab. This was an awesome fucking finish. I loved every second of this. Gunther is trying to tap out Riddle. He's beating the crap out of him. He takes his ankle and starts chopping his bad ankle like a million times. Locks in a heel hook. Dunne. Taps out. Awesome, awesome finish. Then Drew McIntyre returns. I'm glad he decided to come back. Murders Gunther with the Claymore kick. Wants a title shot. So that's awesome. We get Dominic versus Cody Rhodes. Dom is just running away. Cody keeps catching him over and over again. Rhea helps Dom take advantage. Three Amigos by Dom. Beautiful disaster kick by Cody. Alabama Slam, Cody Cutter, Crossroads, Dunne. I'm glad what they did this, basically showing that, you know, Dom is not nowhere in the league of Cody Rhodes. But, you know, we got a nice little whatever. John Cena comes out of nowhere. That was fucking awesome, too. The reaction was insane. Grayson Waller comes out. The man is getting destroyed by the crowd. Loud wanker chants. Waller ends up attacking Cena after Cena's trying to, you know, get WrestleMania to come to London. He says it should go to freaking Australia, blah, blah, blah. But this is good for Waller. He's interacted with Edge, AJ Styles, John Cena, and now The Rock on Twitter. So what the hell? Women's Money in the Bank match next. Zoe Stark versus Trish versus Bayley versus Io Sky versus Zelina Vega versus Becky Lynch. Vega is trapped under a ladder right away. Becky with a bunch of quarter kicks to Zoe. A disarmer with a ladder. Elbow drop off the ladder by Bayley. Io with a moonsault off the ladder to everyone. Stratus faction on the ladder by Trish. Becky is getting jumped and handcuffed. We get a freaking manhandle slam to Trish on the ladder by Becky. Sunset bomb by Vega to Zoe on a ladder. That looked rough. Bayley screws Io. Becky uses the handcuffs and fish hooks Bayley's mouth. Io is smart and handcuffs Becky and Bayley together in the middle of the ladder. And she wins Money in the Bank. That was the only choice for me to win Money in the Bank. So I am A-okay with that. We get Finn and Balor versus Seth Rollins here, world title on the line. These guys have had some very good matches recently, and, you know, I still say their SummerSlam 2016 match is their best match, but Finn is going for Seth's injured ribs, Seth with a dive. Priest comes out, distracts Seth, because remember, he is now Mr. Money in the Bank. Finn with the double foot stomp twice on the outside, shotgun dropkick by Finn. Finn gets distracted by Priest being out there. Stomp done. This match is more about the story. Usos versus Roman and Solo Sikoa. Both tag teams are evened up right here. Jay with the rock punch combo. That was awesome. We get the hip attack by Jay. Two Superman punches by Roman. Usos with a double spear on Roman. Two super kicks to Roman. Roman catches Jimmy in the guillotine out of nowhere. Ref bums, call Jeff Jarrett. Super kick and then a 3D, which, you know, the 1D, they had it won. Samoan spike to Jimmy and then the spike spear combo on Jay. That was a really cool tag finish. I like that. Roman tries to pin both of the Usos stacked, but they kicked out. Roman crashes through a table. Solo crashes through a table. This match is going fucking... This match really, really surprised me. It really picked up. It was really good. This match is going nuts. Super kick and then a Superman punch. Another super kick into the spear, but Jay kicks out. Low blow to Roman. Three super kicks. Roman then freaking gut Solo in there. Solo takes two more super kicks. They hit Roman with the Uso slash, and Jay Uso pins Roman Reigns since 2019. And we are in 2023. Jey Uso gets the first pin on Roman Reigns in that long. And it's funny because when the Shield lost their undefeated streak, Jey Uso pinned Roman Reigns. A little nugget there. But I thought this was a very fun pay-per-view. The Money in the Bank matches definitely carried the show. But this tag team match was legit one of the best tag team matches I've seen in a long time. This was freaking dope. I thought this was really, really, really good. Now we'll talk about some AEW Blood and Guts. I wanted to do this one because Ibushi's debut. I was like, you know what? Boy, Cody Ibushi coming. I'm watching. We get Hollywood Jack Perry here. The theme is a no. I love the heel turn, but the theme is a no versus Hook. For the... FTW title, nasty, gross, oh, nasty, disgusting Tazplex off the apron onto the floor. That looked like it had to suck. We get a draping DDT on the floor by Jack Perry. Hook almost gets counted out. Deadlift German suplex to Hook, but he Taz no sells that shit. Hook with the triple German. Low blow by Jack to Hook, then a running elbow, but Hook kicks out. Jack grabs the title. We get a ref bump, but Jeff with the title to Hook's head. Hook takes his first loss. His undefeated streak is over and loses the FTW title. Jungle Boy, new FTW champion. I thought the match was okay, but I definitely want to see more from these guys. So MJF and Cole are still hanging out. They're playing some golf. Freaking MJF is telling fake Hulk Hogan story. This stuff is gold. It's legit the best stuff on AEW for sure. Britt Baker versus the Jobber. Jesus fucking Christ. This woman is so bad. She's so bad. Like, oh my God. How do people like this girl, bro? She's so bad. She's struggling to do her. It's a showcase, and she's over here botching her moves. Lockjaw done. Let's get out of here. Yeah, Daniel Garcia and Sammy versus MJF and Adam Cole here. Finals of the tag team tournament. Jericho comes out to watch because Jericho Appreciation Society is falling apart. And will he join the Don Callis family? Find out in the next episode of Dragon Ball Z. But Cole is, makes I. He makes a like a mix. You know how WWE used to do those fucking joint themes all the time? But he makes a mix, but this one's not bad. MJF is in tears. That was his gift to him. MJF and Garcia are having a thrust off. MJF wants an official dance off. Music starts playing. Sammy and Garcia do this fucking dance. Watching that bad, MJF is going fucking nuts. There's nothing this guy can't do. He can dance, he can sing, he can wrestle. He's great. Cole does the worst dance ever, like legit the whitest man I've ever seen in my life. Then the match starts. We get a double eye poke by Cole and MJF. MJF is legit having the time of his life. Like the fake babyface MJF is best MJF. Cole with three super kicks to Garcia. Catches Sammy midair with a super kick. Cole is like the best at that. Him and Sean are like the best at catching people midair with super kicks. Double Spanish fly by Sammy. Danny locks in the Dragon Slayer. Adam is trying to get to MJF to finally do a dive. MJF is scared to do it. MJF fucking finally hits a dive. The crowd are going insane. Panama Sunrise, they finally hit the double clothesline for the win. I love how they actually, like, I know it's a weak move, but I like how they actually did win with the double clothesline. They are getting the tag team title match, which I was live there for. Garcia and Sammy both dip on Jericho. Cole's stared at the AEW World title. MJF gets pissed. They hug it out. FTR comes out, and I love all the real heat between Dax and MJF, so that should be good. The rest of the card was dedicated to blood and guts war games here. We got Pac, Cesaro, Wheeler, Useless, Mox, and Takeshita versus Kota Ibushi, Kenny Omega, Hangman, and the Young Bucks. Cesaro's in first, Kenny is in second. I really wish these guys could have had like more time to just have a one-on-one match, but all we got was like them buying time, sadly, because they knew the match was probably gonna go an hour. Deadlift backbreaker by Cesaro, Aces High by Kenny. Kenny with a slam dunk. Pac is in next. Hangman's in next. Page with the pop-up powerbomb. Hangman with a moonsault. Mox is in next. Right away, Moxley. I swear to God, Moxley just must hate Hangman or something. He just, every time he sees that man, he has to stab him with a fork. He stabs Kenny's face too. He hands Pac and Cesaro forks. Buckets of broken glass by Moxley. Oh boy. Nick Jackson is in next. Springboard X Factor and then a cutter by Nick. Double springboard hurricanrana by Nick to Cesaro on the glass, but then Moxley catches him and hits an X-plex on the glass right on Nick. That sucked. Moxley puts glass on Nick's chest and then stomps on it. Then a double suplex on Omega on the glass. Wheeler Useless is in next. Matt Jackson's in next. DDT on the chair by Matt. Mox is bleeding. Shocker. I thought it would happen as soon as he came in. Risky business on Mox by the Bucks. Kataro Crusher to Yuta's face. Takeshita's in last for their team. Brings a chair in. Double German suplex takes both of the Bucks. It's kind of a sting right there. Clothesline from hell by Takeshita. Mox is bringing out a bed of nails. The nails are fucking huge. What the fuck? Kenny gets a shotgun drop kick onto the bed of nails, then scoop slam, and then Ibushi is the last man in. I like this shot. This was a good shot. Moxley is stomping Kenny Omega's hand into the nails, looking at Ibushi. Yuta tries to take him out early, gets fucking wrecked with a palm strike. Ibushi kills fucking Takeshita, kills Yuta. Ibushi is killing Moxley with some strikes. Mox gets put in the bed of nails. Ibushi hits a moonsault and on the bed of nails. Matt is taking care of Yuta on the outside. Moxley is mega bleeding now. Yuta and Matt fight it out at the top of the cage. Locomotion by Matt on the top of the cage to Yuta. Hits three, and then Yuta hits a DDT to get out of it. Yuta ends up going, fuck this, and leaves the top of the cage. Matt is making it rain thumbtacks from the top of the cage to the bottom of the ring. I thought that was awesome. Nick hits over 10 super kicks. You can't escape. Full elite combo. Everyone hits their moves. Everyone hits a superplex at the same exact time. Pac is with a hits a hanging double foot stomp from him climbing the top of the cage roof from the ceiling through a table. That was sick. Dragon Rush on the glass to Pac. All the members of the Beatdown Clan lock in submissions. Freaking while Cesaro does a swing. Ibushi saves everybody by submissions by going up to everybody and kicking them in the face. Cesaro is taking his kicks. He's trying to tank them. Pac and Cesaro are arguing. Pac leaves and tells him to fuck off. Kenny with a V-trigger to everyone in the match. Buckshot Lariat to Cesaro and Yuta. V-trigger combo to Yuta. They handcuff Mox. Takeshita leaves also. So we got two people that dipped. Yuta is getting murdered. Hangman hangs Yuta by the chain, and he taps out because Moxley taps out, basically gives up the match to save the Uter. The Golden Elite wins. Moxley's looking sad, and yeah, I thought this was I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not the biggest fan of War Games. I like some of the NXT ones, and I like this one. I like this one. I thought it was definitely better than last year's, but I've never been the biggest fan of War Games. But I thought this was fun. Ibushi coming out, you know. I feel like everyone's shedding on Ibushi because, you know, he doesn't look like the Ibushi of old. People have to remember, this guy hasn't wrestled in like 2 years, really. He's had like two matches, and, you know, that shoulder injury he got was pretty fucking serious. He probably can't work out how he used to, you know, how Ibushi looked shredded in New Japan, but he still looks fucking great. I'm pressed to see any 41-year-old look like that, so. All right, now we get to some NXT here. Started off with Tony D and Stax versus Joe Coffey and Wolfgang for the NXT tag team title. Gallus is taking control early. Two big belly-to-bellies into a spinebuster by the Don. Power and Glory by the Don and Stax. Wolfgang gets his deadlift spear where he like spears him, but he keeps on him and he fucking tacks him to the floor. That move is so dope. Joe Coffey passes him a weapon. Gallus hits their big boot flapjack finish, but the Don saves it. It's a really cool-looking finish, too. Don powerbombs Joe into Wolfgang. Crowbar to Mark Coffey's face. Or, sorry, Joe Coffey. I keep forgetting the name. They hit the bada-boom, bada-bing for the win, and we got new tag team champions. I thought this was okay, but I'm really happy about fucking the Don winning his first title on NXT. I think he's fucking been killing it. I think he's awesome, and they got a star there, hopefully, if they do it right. Roxanne versus Blair Davenport in a Weapons Wild match. I'm so glad they're using freaking Bea Priestley. She's freaking great. Blair attacks from the fans, pretending to be a fan. Chairs, trash cans, all used by Roxanne. Blair is making Roxanne's sister cry, and her mother are right in the front row watching this. Blair uses her studded belt to whip the crap out of Roxanne. She uses a cowbell. Roxanne uses the cowbell to get back. Very aggressive match here. I'm telling you, Roxanne does really good in these types of matches. And we all know how stiff fucking Blair is. Falcon arrow through the trash can by Blair. We get a nasty landing from Roxanne into the steel steps. And a running knee into the fucking face of Roxanne. Steel steps and a dive through the table by Roxy. Pop Rocks and a stack of chairs for the win. I thought this was awesome, but I really wish Blair Davenport would have won. Baron Corbin with the, you know, the half lone wolf, half whatever the fuck we're going for here. Versus the debuting Gable Steveson. Corbin's new theme's pretty dope. Corbin is getting cheered, man. This is weird. Everyone hates Gable. They like the other Gable. German suplex on the floor by Gable. Death Valley driver by Corbin. Double count out finish here. Lame as hell. Crowd is not happy. They're chanting bullshit, but what do you expect? They're not going to beat Corbin after he did this whole repackaged story. And Steveson, I don't know what the hell they want from him. Like I said, I don't see anything worth a damn on this guy. Wesley versus Dirty Dom versus Ali for the North American title. I still can't believe they had Dirty Dom and Wesley's amazing title run, but here we go. Both of them go at Dom right away. Dom gets hit with three amigos, but then Ali and Wes are doing it at the same time. That was really cool. Tornado DDT by Ali. Ali with a Boston Crab into a freaking camel clutch on both men. That was really cool. Ali misses a 450 on the sec on the second. Lee dives over Rhea to attack Dom. Rhea is basically doing the whole work for Dom. She hits a riptide through the table to Wesley. Dom tries to get the pin, but it doesn't work. So I guess Wesley is the first person to kick out the riptide. Dom is using Rhea's title to the head of Wesley, but he kicks out. 450 by Ali, but then Rhea stops it. Dom for Frog Splash gets the win. I thought this match was okay. Again, all the Rhea stuff was funny. It was solid. It was fun. Tiffany Stratton versus Tia Hale here for the NXT Women's Title in a submission match. Tiffany is trying to put every submission she learned pretty much because she doesn't have a submission finish. Settles for the Romero Special. Tiffany with a backbreaker, then a cartwheel elbow drop. Tazplex by Thea, and then Thea with a big dive to the outside. Tazplex by Tiffany into the corner. We got a top rope exploder by Thea Hale. That was really cool. Again, that's another one who's like 19, who's actually getting real good now. Locks in a different type of Kimura lock. Tiffany locking in a couple submissions. She locks in a deep, deep Boston Crab sitting right on her spine. She will not tap out. She's had the Boston Crab on for like 5 minutes now. Tiffany puts the knee on her back, Walls of Jericho, Lion Tamer style. Andre Chase throws in the towel. I thought this was good. I thought this was fun. Main event time, and what can I say about this match, bro? Eli Dragunov, don't miss. He is the best wrestler in the world, and I watch everything, and I'm telling you, Dragunov is the best wrestler in the fucking world. This guy don't miss, bro. But NXT title, Carmelo Hayes versus Eli Dragunov. Let's get it going. So glad Dragunov had the red eyes for this again. Metal chops Dragunov, and that pretty much insults him, and then he just murders Melo. Melo with a nice springboard clothesline. Nasty German suplex into a big lariat by Dragunov for a near fall. Dragunov slaps the fucking bejesus out of Melo. Hits a triple German. Machine gun chops in the corner. Constantine special lariat for a near fall. Melo is getting murdered. His chest has fingerprint marks on it. Dragunov hits a Rainmaker, keeps the wrist control too. So I was like, I was popping. I was like, oh shit, he hit the Okada. Melo with a bunch of kicks trying to do something. We get the Mystico by Melo. That was his best one yet. That looked awesome. Melo rips his head off of a freaking lariat. Reverse springboard DDT by Melo is so sick. I love that move. Top rope senton by Dragunov for a near fall. Melo hits the first 48, which is the catching code breaker by Melo. While fucking Dragunov was trying to hit a coast to coast, by the way. Then Melo gets caught in a nasty neck first powerbomb by Dragunov in midair. Freaking. Then we get my favorite move where he just jumps like 10 feet in the air and just elbow drops you in the fucking face. So running, jumping elbow drop to the face of Melo. I thought he was dead. Top rope suplex cutter by Melo for a near fall. This match, it's fucking wild. Trick gives Melo a pep talk while he has the title. But at the same time, freaking Melo gets pushed out of the way. And freaking Dragunov ends up hitting the Torpedo Moscow. And it looks like kind of he hit the title. He goes in there, freaking nothing but net. And Melo wins, but wow, what a fucking match, man. Both of these guys are stars, and I cannot wait for them to go to the main roster. But man, just watch this match. Watch this match and the Blair Davenport match with Roxy. And this was a good show. I enjoyed it for what it was. And like I said, seeing Tony D finally get a title was really cool. But this was good. This was fun. So typically I would have notes for this, but I don't really didn't take notes for SummerSlam. So we're gonna wing it a little bit, you know what I mean? And here we go. First match was Logan Paul versus Ricochet. This was actually a very fun match. Like I said, Logan Paul's got a little sloppy at times, but it kind of works for him. It's very weird. Like I said, it's still very impressive how good this guy is, honestly. It kind of scares the fuck out of me. But we had definitely a lot of cool moves here. Like I said, none of these guys were touching the floor, obviously. You knew how that was gonna fucking go down, I'll tell you that, brother, brother. But yeah, this was as what it needed to be. Freaking. And Paul had to go first, basically, because he had to leave after this to go to his brother's boxing, well, you know, quotation marks, boxing match, if you really want to call it that. Freaking the whole time, he was also doing Hulk Hogan stuff too. He ended up hitting like a Hulk Hogan leg drop. I'm trying to remember off the top of my head some stuff, honestly. I also like that too, how they're referencing as Ricochet basically using the 630 as the kill move. Like, if he hits the 630, it's done. Paul hit a freaking impressive ass springboard frog splash halfway across the ring. That was really sick. He was given brass knuckles by some dude, and then Paul hits the one lucky punch with the referee distracted for the win. So at least they had Ricochet kind of getting protected, and he didn't lose clean. You know, but that was fun. I thought this was a very fun match. Cody Rhodes versus Brock Lesnar here. I was fucking shocked that this was number two. Rhodes did not wait for the bell. He attacked Lesnar quick, trying to hit him. Lesnar, this match played out a little bit in the beginning, like Cena and Lesnar at SummerSlam. Cody was getting murdered and murdered and murdered, and he kept throwing him out, throwing him out, and throwing him out. And Brock was telling him just stay down. He wanted to win by count. Now, Cody broke the count like three or four times. He just kept beating the shit out of him. F5 on the floor, F5 in the ring, German suplex all over the place. He's beating the 10 count, and Brock is just getting pissed and pissed and pissed and pissed and pissed. He ends up going into the ring post twice. Cody is finally making a comeback. He had a disaster kick and a pair of Cody cutters, but Lesnar kicked out. Lesnar, it pretty much traps Cody in the Kimura lock. He's trying to do the thing, but Lesnar knows this time he can't, you know, he's trying to do that pin thing. We got an exposed turnbuckle here, which Lesnar gets sent into the current turnbuckle. Rhodes locks him the Kimura lock on Brock, but Brock knows how to escape that. Lesnar went for another F5. Cody countered into the triple crossroads, and that's it. I love how he won with the triple crossroads. Then we get a freaking weird moment here that apparently wasn't planned, where Brock just shakes his hand and starts promoting the fuck out of Cody. Like, starts, you know, being super like, yo, this guy did it. And that was not planned, apparently, according to people. So that was kind of cool. But honestly, I thought this was a good match. I still wish I had a stipulation, but what are you going to do? SummerSlam Battle Royale. We know why this is here, and thank God they did it. This is here for LA Knight. Yeah, to get his fucking moment. Omos was in, so I said, fuck. So I was scared for a little bit, but this at Battle Royale turned out to be pretty fun. We got to the end over here where Omos finally got eliminated. Setting up segments here, we got Cross. Cross had a good showing too. He got eliminated. And then cost AJ Styles the match, so their feud continues. I still don't know what their feud's about, but I'll take it. So it's LA Knight and Sheamus. Knight with the spot of the night for sure. Top rope, belly to belly. Fucking wins the match. Whose game is it? LA Knight's game. Fucking fantastic. Hopefully these people listen, man. This man is legit the megastar. I'm telling you, you really want to fucking shock people? I know Cody's the fucking guy, but though, LA Knight, Royal Rumble win, I'm telling you. You want to destroy. I think the crowd would fucking like break glass or so hard they would cheer if freaking LA Knight won the Royal Rumble. I know it's not going to happen. I know Cody's going to be the one to maybe win again, which will suck, but we'll see. Time for the piss break of the match. Ronda Rousey versus Shayna Baszler in an MMA rules match. I honestly do not care. I had no interest. This is where I got my snacks. This match sucked. The whole crowd booed it. I like Shayna a lot. She's really dope, but Ronda Rousey sucks balls. We're moving on. Intercontinental Championship. Drew McIntyre versus Gunther. This was basically exactly what you thought it was gonna be. These guys beat the living shit out of each other, and I loved every second of it. This is awesome. Sucks Drew couldn't win. It's too close to him beating the Honky Tonk Man's record. And I hate the Honky Tonk Man. So I want Gunther to fucking beat his shit for sure. Like I said, they are chopping. I love how Gunther is known for the chops, but McIntyre's chops were just as hard. It was crazy. McIntyre hits a couple belly to belly. He whiffs a Claymore kick. Gunther went for his power bomb, but McIntyre reversed into one of his own. Hit a Future Shock DDT for a near fall. Gunther escapes that shit. Freaking, they go fight it out. They get back in the ring. Freaking Gunther hits a nasty fucking lariat. Hits a big rope splash. They're still going for it here. Like I said, I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. These guys, fucking McIntyre actually hits the Claymore kick, and fucking Gunther kicks out. That was crazy. Gunther and McIntyre again are beating the shit out of each other now on the top of the turnbuckle. Gunther's pushed off. McIntyre gets pushed off too. Hits a big clothesline. And then a Gunther, lariat, powerbomb, wins clean also. I love how Gunther wins all his matches clean. No shenanigans. This is awesome. Where does Drew go from here? Probably heel turn, and we'll see. WWE World Heavyweight Championship, Finn versus Seth Rollins. I'm so upset because these guys have had plenty of matches. This finally, to me, what got close to beating their 2016 SummerSlam match. But it pissed me off because all the shenanigans at the fucking end. Like, why can they ever let these two guys just go? I wish these two guys could just wrestle without having all these fucking dumb shenanigans. I love how Finn had he had the 7 years, the seven painted on his shoulder. I thought that was awesome. It was a good little touch. Because, like I said, Finn's been waiting 7 years to get revenge on this crap. You know what I mean? But Balor attacks Finn before the bell even sounds. The two brawl it out. They go at it. You know, they're fighting each other. Seth has a triple suicide dive. Rollins goes to the top rope, but Balor counters that shit. Balor hits Rollins with a power bomb into the barricade, basically doing what he did to him. And it was a nasty one, too. Skip to the end here. Both men are beating the shit out of each other. Freaking Rollins avoids the coup de grace, hits a pedigree for a near fall. Then we get to Mr. Money in the Bank here. He comes out. Priest would hit Rollins with a punch. Balor tries to score the near fall, doesn't get it. Shortly after, the whole Judgment Day comes out, distract the ref. Priest gets into an argument with Rollins, then tries to use the briefcase. He slides it in, but it costs him as Seth ends up stomping. Freaking Priest's Finn's head into the briefcase and 1, 2, 3. And it sucks. This match is really fucking cooking. It was really getting up there, man. WWE Championship, Charlotte versus Bianca versus Asuka here. Another Asuka title reign ended prematurely. But what we got out of it, I can't complain. I'm not gonna lie. These women are three fantastic. Like I said, Charlotte and Asuka are two of my favorite. Bianca's one of the best out there. But this match was fucking sloppy as all hell in the beginning. Like, oh my God, I don't know what was going on. But we'll try and think of the end of it here. So Belair had a she deserves a Oscar for the sell job she did with her knee. Freaking the way they sold it and she came back and everything. Asuka landed a superplex on Flair, and the two women went toe to toe for a little bit. Flair hits a big spear for another near fall. She locked Asuka into figure eight. Belair comes back after leaving the match, you know, with the bad knee. Hits a 450 splash while Flair had the figure eight. That was awesome. Flair and Belair, they go at it, locked into figure eight. Asuka returned to the match, hit Flair with the miss while she was upside down in the figure eight. Belair is still in the submission hold, but then rolls up Asuka, still being the submission hold, and wins the title. But then Io cashes in. I thought for sure Bayley was going to screw her and I was going to cry. Io Shirai, folks, is your new WWE Women's Champion. Fucking awesome. So happy. Then we get the fucking strange main event. WWE Undisputed Universal Championship match. It's not undisputed because there's two world titles. WWE Universal match. Jey Uso, which the crowd was going nuts for. I love the entrance, you know. Roman Reigns with a fucking 10-hour entrance here. So, this match pissed me off as soon as it fucking started. Tribal combat. No DQ. blah, blah, blah. The main goal of tribal combat was it was no DQ, but members of the family can't interrupt, right? What do we get? Solo Sikoa. Then the everybody, I'm like, oh my fucking God. So this match was really fucking slow. It picked up at the end. Holy shit, though. This match was 40 fucking minutes, and I honestly only remember the last 10, so that should fucking tell you. And it sucks, because Roman usually has really good pay-per-view matches, and the last matches him and Jay had were really fucking great. That Hell in a Cell I Quit match is one of my favorite matches between them. So we get steel chairs, steel steps, kendo sticks, all the shenanigans, all that stuff. They take it to the... This is a good part. So they take it to the crowd. Then Solo comes in, and that's when I groan, because I'm like, bro, it's called tribal combat. Not supposed to do this. So they're going at it. Freaking Jay fights off Solo with a bunch of super kicks. He fights off Roman, spears Roman through the barricade, puts Solo through the announce table with the Uso splash. Fuck it. He's beating the crap out of everybody. Hits the Uso splash in the ring, and what do we get? Jimmy Uso, for some fucking reason, betrays Jay after he's the one that screwed over Roman and made Jay turn on the fam. Oh my fucking God. I swear, I know why they did it. They're trying to prolong the story mode. I mean, the story more. This was so fucking unnecessary, though. It really was. It wasn't needed. Like, I get it that you don't want to end the story, but come on. You couldn't think of nothing better than Jimmy betraying Jay. It doesn't even make any fucking sense. If we're like, you know, if you're going by storyline, fine. It doesn't make any sense at all. Jimmy is the one that started the revolution of betraying Roman. And here we are. So Roman, Roman is as confused as I am. Hits a spear through the table. One, two, three. Like, I love the Bloodline stuff. I thought they'd been killing it. But this, to me, was not fucking needed at all. I don't know. I just feel like they could have done without this. We could have had more magic happen. But, you know, whatever. I don't know. Overall, I thought SummerSlam was really good. I love Logan Paul and Ricochet. I really liked Seth and Finn until the bullshit. The main event started off slow but got real hot, but then the fucking bullshit again. Like, it sounds like a bad show, but it's actually a pretty good show. The only horrible thing, the women's match started sloppy but then got really good, and then we got EO winning, so who fucking cares? But that was SummerSlam. Like I said, I get they're just trying to find ways to keep this Bloodline thing going, but to me, don't ruin a good time. Like, don't fucking milk it. Just let it end naturally. Like, of course Jay wasn't going to win the fucking title, but I would have rather Jay lost straight up than whatever the fuck they decided to do. Because, like, I don't want the Usos separating or fighting each other. Like, it's the fucking Usos. They're legit, like, you know, people can say FTR or whatever, but the Usos to me are, like, the best tag team. I don't know. It's Usos, Aussie Open, man. But that was SummerSlam.